Riel. Before the accident, I recalled Cullen only vaguely from Rosewood. He'd been notorious at our public school before we each moved on to different high schools. He would wear the same pair of dilapidated jeans every day, and he was the first boy in school to grow his hair long and begin wearing oversized flannel shirts with black Doc Marten boots, just like the high school kids were doing. It was a style he never really abandoned, even when the 90s look faded away, and boys started wearing khakis and polos and expensive flip-flops. Rumors would circulate that Cullen was going to fight someone after school, or that he'd been suspended for any number of transgressions. Pocketing school supplies, keying the principal's car, burning the carpet in the library with hydrochloric acid pilfered from the science teacher's closet. We all knew about Cullen Hixon. So when he started showing up at our field hockey practices, I pretended I was just as creeped out by him as the other girls. He'd stand there in the parking lot, beside that oversized sedan he drove, just watching us. We had only three seniors on the team that year, and they all assured us he was a dirtbag, that he went to St. John's, but that he worked at a gas station where he sold drugs, and he wasn't even going to college next year. It wasn't unusual for boys from the surrounding schools to drive over to practice, but most of them did so to see their girlfriends, and the ones without girlfriends were baby-faced enough that they posed no real threat. They were simply satisfying their own curiosity about the world of girls that their parochial schools had robbed them of. We were just as painfully curious about the male universe, and so we're happy to oblige. But Cullen was different. He was tall, with sturdy shoulders, greasy, wavy hair, and a thick, obnoxious mustache stamped above his top lip. St. John's forbade beards, and Cullen pushed that rule as far as he could. He watched us like we were in a zoo. Girls would point at him and laugh, or honk their horns at him when they sped by. He'd just lean against his door with the strangest, slightest grin.